ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The reigning NFL champion Kansas City Chiefs successfully defended that title, rallying for a 25-22 win over the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas.
Patrick Mahomes is only 28 years old. He now has 3 Super Bowl rings. He is in rare company with a long career yet to go. Here inside the stadium where the confetti has been flying, the team is celebrating with family and friends who are on the field. And in the stands, Kansas City Chiefs fans aren't going anywhere. They're celebrating as well.
ABC's Alex Stone in Las Vegas. A woman wearing a trench coat and carrying a long gun opened fire inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston. She was shot dead by 2 off-duty officers doing security. An infant died in Kansas City when, say, police or mother mistakenly put her down for a nap in an oven. This is ABC News. Refugio Jimenez Jr. pleaded guilty in San Bernardino, California, to involuntary manslaughter in the 2020 wildfire that killed a firefighter. The fire started when a smoke-generating pyrotechnic known for a gender reveal photo shoot ignited dry grass. Jimenez will get a year behind bars. His wife, Angelina, will serve 1 year of probation. At the multiplexes, not a lot of moviegoers, but ABC's Mike Dubusky checked out those that did.
I certainly hope you dance as well as you dress.
The action comedy Argylle held on to the top spot at the box office this weekend, but it only made $6.5 million, down 62% from its opening last weekend, which itself was seen as a bit of a bomb. Still, it was enough to best Lisa Frankenstein, which debuted to $3.8 million. Overall, it was the lowest earning Super Bowl weekend in history, a time which is often slow for movie going. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin have overwhelmingly voted to form a union. They will be represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They expect the National Labor Relations Board to certify the results of their election in the coming days. Planned Parenthood officials say they look forward to building a good working relationship with the union and will bargain in good faith to provide excellent patient care across the state. Green Party candidates will be on election ballots in Wisconsin this year. That's after Wisconsin Election Commission action yesterday. A Green Party candidate could make a difference in a close election in a key swing state, and the latest Marquette poll suggests President Biden has the most to lose from third-party and independent candidates. Jill Stein got more than 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. The Green Party has yet to put forward a nominee. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 129-105. Milwaukee's lost 5 of their last 6 games. Doc Rivers blaming it on the team's travel schedule.
You know, you come back from the trip we just came back from, you know, sleep patterns. And then I've never seen the, you know, just the flights that they had us time change coming back, back-to-backs. insane. Having said that, no one feels sorry for you.
NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame announcing its new class of inductees, including two former Packers, Julius Peppers, and offensive lineman Steve McMichael. The Bears' Devin Hester also voted in. The Chiefs and former Packers Marquez Valdez-Scantling says playing with Aaron Rodgers was a difference maker in his career.
Aaron is one of my closest friends, probably one of the best teammates I've ever played with in my entire life. I'm forever indebted to him. You know, him giving me this opportunity throughout my 4 years in Green Bay. He's a great teammate, great friend, great leader. Love the guy to death.
That's the Chiefs MVS with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your Fox Valley forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear skies. We'll see a low around 25 degrees, mostly sunny on Monday, and a high near 42. For Monday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-20s again. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 36. Wednesday, partly sunny, 41.
It's 30 at our studios.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. My rant today over at HartmanReport.com, it's actually called The Daily Take, is titled The Shameful Failure of Yesterday's Supreme Court 14th Amendment Arguments. And I just wanted to lay this on the table for you, and then I'll pick up your calls here as everything goes Friday. But I was not all that emphatic about this yesterday. We were just, a few minutes after, in fact, actually the hearing ended about 6 minutes into our show, or maybe 10 minutes into our show. But I was shocked when I also I had missed little bits and pieces of it because it happened, while I was getting ready to work, to come here to work and, had to get, it's a whole long story. But anyhow, I probably missed about 20 minutes of it. And so I wasn't certain of everything that was said. I am now. I've read the transcript. In fact, there's a link to it in today's article. And I'm genuinely shocked. The reason the 14th Amendment was written was because the South had abandoned democracy. I mean, let's be very clear about this. By the late 1830s, the South was no longer a democracy. White people who protested or who stood up against or even ran for public office against the oligarchs of the roughly 1,000 extremely wealthy families who controlled the, 12, 13 state, whatever the number of states in the Confederacy was, that controlled the Confederacy or controlled those states. If you challenged them, they would hang you. They would beat you. They would burn you out of your house. I mean, it was literally no longer a democracy in the American South. And then in 1861, they said, and not only that, we're sick and tired of this damn democracy to the north of us, and we're going to take it down. And that's why, that's why the 14th Amendment was written, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment was written, was that the framers of it, Roscoe Conkling and Thaddeus Stevens I'm forgetting his first name, his last name was Howard, the senator from Michigan. Conkling, I believe, was from Pennsylvania. Conkling, I think, was New York, actually, and Thaddeus Stevens was Pennsylvania, as I recall. But in any case, these guys and their 12 compatriots, the committee who put together the 14th Amendment, they did not ever want a group of people or any single individual who was an advocate of that form of government that the Confederacy had from roughly 1835 to 1866 or 65. They never wanted that form of government to be inflicted on America again, and they wanted to be sure that anybody who advocated that form of government by by, you know, explicitly advocated it by trying to overthrow the government, to ever hold office again. I mean, that's not, there's no ambiguity there. There's no confusion there. But instead, we were treated to 2 hours of, you know, what is the meaning of the word is, essentially. I mean, one of my callers yesterday called it Jesuitical. You know, the Jesuits, the Catholic priesthood, essentially, or group within the Catholic Church. I'm not Catholic. I don't know what they call themselves. But that, you know, their focus has always been on intellect and intellectual prowess and understanding the technical, you know, and, you know, really the true meaning of every. These guys on the Supreme, the men and women on the Supreme Court, basically, number one, said, no way we're going to let this happen. That Colorado can keep Trump off the ballot. We're just not going to let it happen. And apparently the reason was, you know, John Roberts said, well, we can't have one state defining, you know, deciding who gets elected president. And Elena Kagan said the same thing. We can't have one state electing, you know, deciding who gets elected president. Well, what the hell happened in 2000 in Florida? One state decided who was going to be president. And not only that, they did it with fraud. There were 30,000 votes, roughly, a majority. I mean, there was about 50,000 so-called spoiled ballots. I'm doing my numbers from memory here. I wrote about this a couple days ago. You can find it online. But there were roughly 50,000, quote, spoiled ballots, ballots where people punched the hole for Al Gore and then wrote Al Gore's name on it just so nobody could mistake what they wanted, who they wanted to vote for. Or punched the hole for George W. Bush and then wrote George Bush's name on it. And because there were about 30,000 of those more for Al Gore than for George W. Bush, because most of these came out of neighborhoods where the old dysfunctional broken voting machines had been placed, the largely black neighborhoods, people wanted to make sure, hey, just to make sure that you know who I want to do, who I'm trying to vote for. And had those ballots been counted, Al Gore would have been president. And that was what the Supreme Court ordered in Florida, the Florida Supreme Court. They said, you know, recount the ballots. And, of course, the U.S. Supreme Court stopped that. So the U.S. Supreme Court inserted itself into a process to allow one state to make George W. Bush president when he wasn't even elected president in that state. Not to mention the fact that his brother Jeb, the governor of that state, had just thrown 80,000 African Americans off the voting rolls just 3 months before the election. So there were these, frankly, BS arguments that were presented yesterday, and nobody talked about the history. I mean, there was a small, you know, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who I thought, you know, did a great job. She was the only one. But, and maybe Sonia Sotomayor, I'm not sure. But, you know, there was some small discussion of the history of this, but the real history, why did these guys write this? What was the meaning? I mean, these guys, they call themselves originalists and textualists. Like, we want to know what the people who wrote this document were actually thinking. What did they mean? They never even approached that issue in any, you know, in any meaningful way. Which raises the question, why? Why was the Supreme Court so afraid to take on this issue? Is it because they got a bad rap with Bush v. Gore? I mean, that was a deserved bad rap. They, in my opinion, broke the law. They, you know, the 10th Amendment says that, you know, states have rights that shall not be violated by the federal government. And the Constitution, Article 2 of the Constitution, explicitly says that the electors who determine who is president shall be determined by the states. And the Supreme Court blew that up in Bush v. Gore. So is it because they don't want to repeat Bush v. Gore because they don't want that black eye? Is it because they're terrified? I mean, just a week ago, Donald Trump's lawyer, what is her name, Alina Habba, something like that, went on Fox News and said, you know, Brett Kavanaugh is our guy. We put him on the court. We did a lot for him. He's going to come through for us. I'm paraphrasing, but it was pretty much exactly that. Was that perceived by members of the court as, hey, nice house, nice family, nice kids you got there, Brett. Be a shame if anything happened to them. I think that's possible. But whatever it is, whatever the reason was, whatever the rationale was, these people on the Supreme Court yesterday did no service to America or American democracy. There were, now, obviously, we don't know the ruling yet, and we're going to have to wait on that. And so probably I should restrain myself here a little bit and withhold some of my outrage. But yesterday was the biggest mess. I have never heard such a bizarre argument before the Supreme Court. I've heard a few. What say you?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I want to talk about Ron DeSantis in Florida and Merrick Garland. I'll do that right after the break, and I'll be picking up your calls. Stay with us. It's Anything Goes Friday.
Broadcasting from the Mayor in the Morning on and the North talk Washington of Green Street. Bay all day
the talk
long.
Of Green 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Mino and the Mayor.
John actually asked me if women had a prostate earlier today.
He did.
You did not.
Did you? No, get this, because we're in here and we're talking about...
It was a sweet question.
Yeah.
No, I thought he asked.
What?
He goes,
do you guys get prostate cancer? And she's like, no, John, women don't have prostate
cancer. A lot of guys don't know that.
Do they have ED?
Erectile what? Dysfunction?
Yeah, do they have that, John?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, we're the comedians line?
That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the comedians next door.
Yeah, we're the thinking, comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on in.
Oh, you're comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back.
Matt Nair on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not.
Because number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 83 years old and he looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. And use the code EASY, E-A-S-Y, or text EASY to 511-511 to claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These claims statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. And welcome back. So these Wonkette, Evan Hurst wrote a great piece over at Wonkette.com this morning, titled Robert Hur is a partisan hack piece of blank who wishes he had a case against Joe Biden. And I completely agree. Here we've got this Republican, this MAGA Trump-humping Republican who was appointed to be a U.S. attorney by Donald Trump. And Merrick Garland picks this guy to investigate Joe Biden. Now, that was mistake number one. Why is it that every time somebody picks a special prosecutor, they pick a damn Republican? I mean, you know, all the way back to Ken Starr. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, all these people, number one. And number two, James Hur, this Trump toady, concludes, well, first of all, the thing that was amazing, and Joe Biden laid this out yesterday. He says, well, he had classified information about Afghanistan in his garage. It was not classified information, or it was only technically classified information. What it was a letter, a multi-page letter, that Joe Biden, when he was vice president, wrote to Barack Obama when he was president, essentially saying, you know, I'm thinking about quitting my job, about resigning in protest because you want to increase the number of troops and the violence in Afghanistan. Obama was going to do a surge. And in fact, did do the surge. And Biden strongly opposed that. He thought we should get the hell out of Afghanistan, which he did, by the way, when he became president. And he kept a copy of that letter. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But technically, because it was a letter, you know, from the vice president to the president, it's the property of the National Archives. And that was what Hur was all hysterical about. But then he goes on to say, but, you know, no jury will ever convict him because he's a doddering old fool who's senile and people will feel sorry for him. Really? I'm just adding, I guess, my outrage. This is right across our media, the media spectrum. Robert Hur wrote, Mr. Biden's memory was significantly limited and will likely convince some jurors that he made an innocent mistake. We also consider that at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness. That's horse crap. I mean, that's just a political hit job. This is the exact same thing James Comey did to Hillary Clinton 3 weeks before the election of 2016 that cost her the election, that handed the election to Donald Trump. And here you've got another Republican. James Comey was a Republican, too. Here you've got another Republican doing, you know, who is in a position in the Department of Justice using that position to try and influence an election. I think it's despicable. Meanwhile, down in Florida, Ron DeSantis has figured out how he's going to teach history to school children. He wants kindergartners to know about, and I quote, atrocities committed in foreign countries under the guidance of communism, including cultural Marxism. Now, you will recall Ron DeSantis refers to acceptance of queer people, of the gay, lesbian, transgender community, as cultural Marxism. Ron DeSantis refers to teaching black history and the history of the Black Lives Matter and civil rights and structural racism as cultural Marxism. So now we've got this piece of legislation in Florida, House Bill 1349, and there's a parallel bill in the Senate. And they're probably both going to pass. This is, you know, Republicans are all in on this. That is going to stop the indoctrination by liberal elites in Florida and will require at least 45 minutes of instruction on a compulsory subject, the victims of communism. So let me get this straight. We're going to take kindergartners, five-year-olds, and we're going to show them movies of the mass slaughters in Russia under Stalin. And we're going to say, this is cultural Marxism. It's the same thing that Democrats do when they talk about Black Lives Matter or when they talk about, the need to accept people regardless of their gender identity this is nuts. This is just so wrong. And meanwhile, you've got, you know, DeSantis's buddies out here, you know, Moms for Liberty and these other crackpot bunches, you know, trying to ban books. They're not just trying to take America back to 1950. They're trying to take America back to 1850. And it's wrong. I just hope that, the common sense prevails in Florida. But any little excuse they can find to wail on people of color and the queer community, any excuse they can find to wail on these folks. And immigrants, of course, too. I mean, I'm not sure that they include that in their cultural Marxism, but they'll figure out a way. It's just so wrong.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And it goes, weekend, I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us.
You are home for the Devil's Advocate. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The reigning NFL champion Kansas City Chiefs successfully defended that title, rallying for a 25-22 win over the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas.
Patrick Mahomes is only 28 years old. He now has 3 Super Bowl rings. He is in rare company with a long career yet to go. Here inside the stadium where the confetti has been flying, the team is celebrating with family and friends who are on the field. And in the stands, Kansas City Chiefs fans aren't going anywhere. They're celebrating as well.
ABC's Alex Stone in Las Vegas. A woman wearing a trench coat and carrying a long gun opened fire inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston. She was shot dead by 2 off-duty officers doing security. An infant died in Kansas City when, say, police or mother mistakenly put her down for a nap in an oven.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has seen its first ever tornado touchdown in February. The National Weather Service says it happened between Evansville and Edgerton in south-central Wisconsin Thursday night. No one was killed, though there were some minor injuries reported. The tornadoes brought widespread damage to farms, homes, and businesses. It's tax season again. The AARP has 120 tax aid locations open around Wisconsin to give seniors some free help filing their taxes. The AARP's Darren Wozniewski.
Even a modest refund for somebody who's, you know, living on Social Security can go a long way to helping alleviate some of the financial stress that they might be under.
Volunteers are IRS certified and trained on the latest tax code changes. Help is available in person or online. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook.
With your Fox Valley forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear skies. We'll see a low around 25 degrees, mostly sunny on Monday and a high near 42. For Monday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-20s again. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high near 36. Wednesday, partly sunny, 41.
It's 30 at our studios.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
From I-43 to I-41.
This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Did you know the same folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. You know, I just don't trust candy makers to know what's best for Blue and Chewy, my dogs, and I want them to get good, healthy food, and that's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, and spinach with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight, and there's no thawing, no mess, no fridge, no freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even picky eaters like my dog Blue. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. They're also available in 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator on the site. All pets see unique results, can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Scott in Oakland, California. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. This story went under the wire. Nobody's really talking about it. I read it, I think, in Politico earlier in the week, where CISA, you know, what is it, the Cyber Internet Security Agency or whatever it is, the one that, you know, came to prominence during the post-election, where Trump's head of CISA came out and said there was no fraud that could have changed the election, and then he was promptly fired.
Right.
Anyway, so they work ad hoc with the telecoms because they're all private networks, so they need cooperation from the telecoms. And there's an ad hoc group that works, basically white hat hackers that work with CISA to identify threats.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all pulled back. They're no longer cooperating with CISA because they're getting threats. Personal threats.
Really? From whom?
So probably Internet Research Agency in Lenin in St. Petersburg, whatever.
Yeah.
Huh. But the point is that, you know, it really, really begs the question. First of all, how are they identified?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, what is the response from CISA going to be? Because they're basically blinded, which is exactly what powerful tool.
Yeah.
You know, you blind your opponent, throw sand in their eyes, they can't tell what you're doing.
Yep.
So, and then one other point.
Well, hang on, before you go to your next point, Scott, where did you learn about this? How can I learn more information?
I think I read it in Politico, or maybe it was Reuters. It was Politico, but it was earlier in the week. I shared it to my email account. And if I find it, I will send it to you.
Okay, thank you.
But the other thing is, I just heard Jake Bro, who's a Ukrainian, he's an American who tracks the Ukraine war.
Mm-hmm.
He reported out yesterday that Russia's using Starlink.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're getting it through some third party. Subcontracting with somebody who's using it. So Russia's renting time on Starlink through another country. I think, what did he say? I can't remember what he said.
Well, it's not surprising. Anyway, Starlink is a private company. Elon Musk owns it.
But he's getting military contracts. We have power over that, don't we?
I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we have the power indirectly, in as much as, you know, if Elon Musk's behavior reaches some kind of weird threshold, we could, you know, just say, you know, we're not going to participate with you on the space program anymore. Stuff like that. I mean, there are ways that he could be punished, but I'm not sure that there's any direct, you know, you may not allow your product to be resold through third parties to Russia. But that's fascinating. Two interesting data points. Scott, thank you for that. I need to look into both of those.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much. As you were beginning before taking calls, you talked about DeSantis and what he's playing with in Florida school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded of the title, and I'm sorry I don't have the author, but I think it's Please Allow Me to Retort. He made some fantastic observations with that, and I got to hear him. He was just like, wow, this is amazing intellect. So if you could link that, and like there's history. And one of the things that the guy said was, you know, we're looking at the originalist interpretation of all this, and these people were monsters. These were horrible people.
Yeah, that was Elie Mystal.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been on this program a number of times. He's a brilliant. He's a brilliant legal analyst. He's an attorney. You know, kind of eccentric. You know, looking anyway. He's got this giant nimbus of white hair, which I think it looks really cool, actually. He's got a very outgoing, kind of gregarious personality. I just love Elie Mystal.
Yeah, cool.
But that's who it was. That's who wrote that book. Yeah.
Well, I urge folks to read themselves in with that, because, you know, his perception of the human condition, I think, is spot on.
Yeah.
And he's showing how, you know, we as people, we as human animals are these creatures that can be tempted by wealth. And that's what all those oligarchs are, who are like sitting on stuff because they're basically being run by their fear and their greed.
Yeah.
And they have to accumulate.
Yep.
They don't feel good inside unless they're accumulating. It's what they were taught to do as little kids, and that's what the Koch brothers had done to them.
I think that you will find, if you did a deep dive, if it were possible to do such an analysis, I think you would find that a significant number of billionaires, probably a majority, maybe far more than a majority, are afflicted with a form of obsessive compulsive disorder called hoarding syndrome. And had they not been born into wealthy families, or had they not had opportunities to make money, they would be living in an apartment in New York City, floor to ceiling, newspapers and old empty tin cans. I'm serious.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. I totally do. There is a sociologist, James Lowen, who wrote a series of books. The one that I had access to and tried to read was Lies My Teacher Told Me.
Oh, yeah, I've read that.
1995.
In fact, he's been on this program.
Yeah.
It was more than a decade ago he was on this program.
Before he passed.
But, yeah.
Well, he had this one quote that I really liked. Telling the truth about the past helps us achieve justice in the present, and achieving justice in the present helps us tell the truth about the past.
Wow.
It's circular.
Yeah, and it's a great analysis.
He was not the source of that, but he quoted it.
Yeah.
And we are in a situation where we are either going to save democracy by being able to have Joe Biden continue to be the president, or we are going to lose democracy with a Republican.
Yeah.
And far worse if it's actually Trump.
Yeah,
and
agree.
People need to get it through their heads of this distinction,
mm-hmm.
and recognize that if they go getting transactional about their vote, if we go doing the circular firing squads, we are screwed. I mean, it's going to be, we're not going to be able to save the planet.
Well,
we're
going
to lose our opportunity to save the planet.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's an opportunity to save the planet that's already been delayed by four decades by Republican lies and intransigence and sucking up to the fossil fuel industry and billionaires in the fossil fuel industry funding lies and climate denial organizations. Yeah, all excellent stuff. Rich, thank you very much for that. Jessica in Hinsdale, Illinois. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm so grateful for your show and being able to voice what drives me crazy. I was thinking that we were on the same wavelength. The Supreme Court has a very short memory. There was one state, yes, that decided the outcome of the election, Bush Gore, Florida.
Yep.
And it's been absolutely driving me crazy. But and I you said everything you said about that. Quotes that Sandra Day O'Connell threw out, and why they don't, What I wanted to also say, last night upset me when President Biden spoke to explain his side of the documents against him. And so the 300-page report that the Republican prosecutor wrote, I was just so angry at the press. They were attack dogs. They were all yelling and screaming.
Yeah, they didn't need to echo this the way they did. They could have said, you know, the story, instead of the story being, you know, prosecutor says Biden's memory is failing, the story could have been prosecutor steps out of his lane and goes rogue. But they didn't.
Exactly. I blame Garland. But I
do too.
President, yeah. I wish
he should have redacted that report. He should have cut out all the stuff that was personal opinion.
Yeah.
Or just told her, go back and rewrite the damn thing to talk about the actual legal issues here and get your damn opinions out of it.
Great. Yeah, yeah. And I wish President Biden had called out the press and told them to be respectful. That reminded me of when Marjorie Taylor Greene yelled and screamed.
Yeah.
That press is disgusting.
Yeah, that was.
I still for Biden.
I watched that entire press conference yesterday, and I cringed through the whole thing. It was brutal. Jessica, thank you very much. Spot on. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And we'll be right back with your calls. Anything Goes Friday.
Rhino and the Mayor in the Morning.
And the talk of Green Bay's choice for News Talk. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. You get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Vinson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hat.
Mission you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population of America would benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. That's why I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free monthly supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. 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 Because I love beets and I love Superbeets. And you get this incredible deal over at Superbeets if you just go to TomLovesBeets.com. Check it out. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, what's up?
Happy Freya's Day.
There you go. Back at you.
I want to elaborate on you talk about talk media for the sane among us. And today, at least a dozen times, you've talked about events going on. This is nuts. Well, I want to submit that we've got to start talking that the cult of Trump is producing a collective insanity.
I agree.
In the dictionary, it's called a social or a legal term that means the inability or unfitness to manage one's own affairs or performs one's social duties. It's collective insanity in Congress when they want a bill to control immigration, and they get one of their own men to produce it, and then so they're not able to perform their social duties. Wednesday night, a Lawrence Tribe professor was on Lawrence O'Donnell, and he said he's scared of citizens, that millions of people that want to uphold a man who asks for immunity from doing criminal laws, because the duty of the voters is to vote in people who will uphold the laws. So when there's a segment of the population that wants to vote in somebody that wants to be immune from doing criminal laws, that is collective insanity. We've got to start talking about it. Now, you know, I request that we get psychiatrists and psychologists to help us understand these people, but we've got to start talking about this is collective insanity, and it's going to go down in history that we're going through this period of time, and we've got to use that term, I do believe. What do you think?
Or the mass psychosis is another common term. I get it, Keno. Mental illness can be contagious. I mean, some aspects of it. And
well,
go ahead.
In the dictionary, And the dictionary says this is different from inborn, distinguished from inborn mental deficiency.
Correct.
It can be from a temporary delirious condition or derangement.
Or the consequence of circumstances. I mean, you see, quote, insanity going up during times of war, for example, when countries are under attack. It's just, people break, basically, under the stress.
Yes, now, Tom, you talk about these people want a big daddy authoritarian figure, but the question is, why do they want a big daddy authoritarian figure?
Yeah, well, that is either temperament, which you're born with, or it's an insecure childhood, and they never felt safe as children, and so now they're looking for somebody to make them feel safe. And, I'm not enough of an authority on all things psychology to know how that breaks out, what percentage of which is, the deciding factor or the most common factor. But those are the two, I do know, those are the two things that seem to be driving it. Keno,
Tom, in the past, you mentioned an author that wrote The Magical Child about women.
Yes, Joseph Chilton Pierce.
Okay. Say his name again, please.
Joseph Chilton Pierce, P-E-A-R-C-E.
Okay.
And his book, The Magical Child, is probably one of the best books on child development that's ever been written. And his book, The Crack in the Cosmic Egg, is probably one of the best books on how society goes crazy, essentially. How we come up with cultural memes and things like that that's ever been written. I wrote the foreword for that book. Joe died a few years ago. He was an M.D. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy.
Well, we need to review that book.
Yeah, I'm with you. Keno, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Ingrid in Myerstown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Ingrid, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I don't know if I'm more upset about the way the press and that special counsel treated Joe Biden or the Supreme Court yesterday. Very disturbing.
Yeah, they're both very upsetting. I agree.
As far as Joe Biden, I feel so bad for him. I feel he's being abused, frankly. From all ends, and he doesn't deserve it. And you know what it is? He's a decent person, and the people that attack him aren't, is what it's all about.
I really think that's a great, one-sentence analysis. You're right.
The Supreme Court, I know there was some praise on the Internet this morning about Justice Jackson. I'm disappointed with her. She was lopping on to this, what happens if one state keeps him off the ballot.
Yeah.
The whole point is, Wasn't this done by the founders to prevent someone being having a position of power for the whole United States, not just for one state? And I'm not a lawyer, but even though Colorado brought this, wouldn't the Supreme Court be obligated to keep them off the ballot for all of the United States?
That was, the assumption was if the Supreme Court goes along with Colorado, they're gonna do it nationally. They're going to say, yes, we find that he committed an insurrection and therefore he's not qualified to run. Clearly, they were not willing to even entertain that argument, much less consider going down that road.
But you just said it a few minutes ago, you think maybe they'll renege on that? I hope you're right.
No, I think what they're going to do is they're going to say he's not immune from prosecution for trying to overthrow the government. But the prosecution hasn't completed. He has not been convicted of a sedition. In fact, he hasn't even been charged with sedition, which I think is highly problematic and probably was one of the things also that made it difficult for the Supreme Court yesterday. Ingrid, I got to run. It's the end of the hour. Thank you so much for your call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
It's no secret that some Valentine's gifts require basically no thought, like flowers. Problem is, your special someone also knows they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama set, made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep comfortable all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day, and now you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.